Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. My gosh. Spring has sprung. We hear it as bad language. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. This is the Steel Curtain Network, courtesy of the Fans First Sports Network. We are over a year old now, having our birthday last week. So 1 year here at FFSN. So glad to be here and so many great things coming up ahead. Remember, if you love the Pittsburgh Steelers and you want to hear some news first, well, hey, guess what? It's happening. You just come here wherever you download your favorite podcast, no matter what team, no matter what sport. Fans First Sports Network has it, and we have it here at Steel Curtain Network as well. So check it on out. And all the things that's happening, you've kind of heard here first. We do have sources that are saying that these kind of things will happen, and when they talk, we do listen. I'm still looking at the Steelers. Our sources are still saying that there will be a veteran center coming up. And even though that was told to us way back when, that is still going to happen somehow, some way. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, bad. What's the deal? The Steelers do not have a full wide receiver room. No, they have a full wide receiver room. It's just not what you want in a wide receiver room, and that's the bottom line to it. And it's funny because, you know, I rail on national columnists all the time. I had a buddy way back 20 years ago. He started to play fantasy football with us, and he started to get real good at it. But he played fantasy football like it was the stock market. He wasn't a fan. He just studied it and studied trends. And he wasn't a true football fan, but he knew how to play fantasy football. But when you are a fan of a team and you know what's going on with that particular team, then you don't just study it. You live it. You talk about it all the time. You breathe it. You bleed it. And that's kind of what we do here. Bleed in black and gold, 24/7, 365. Throw in a 12 there for 12 months if you want to. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. 7 days a week. Did I say seven? Yeah, 24/7. That's what we do here. And that's what fans in the 412 do. It's what my competitors do too. We know what the Steelers are trending towards and want more than anybody else. Now, love all these mock drafts right now. All these mock drafts are high on the kid from LSU. Oh, he is a lock for the Steelers at 20 if you're looking at anybody outside the 412. Thinking that is the direction they're going to go, it's going to be a wide receiver. I don't think so. I really don't. I still think the Steelers are looking heavily at corner, at center, at offensive line. Now, the quarterback room and the wide receiver room, we've heard, well, the Steelers need another quarterback. They just brought in Kyle Allen. I like that move. That's the kind of backup move for a third stringer that this team needs. That rounds out the rooms. Very smart. Steelers also brought in Quez Watkins. Late of Philadelphia. He tore the Steelers up in a preseason game a couple years ago when he was a rookie. This guy is a true kick turner that they don't really have on their roster right now. He could be your kick returner. He could also be a special teams player, because if you've noticed, Boykin's not back. Miles Boykin is still out there. So the Steelers do have wide receivers. And we talked about it with Roy Countryman last week. Marquez Callaway is on this team. Denzel Mims is on this team. You still have Calvin Austin. Van Jefferson is now on this team. And of course, George Pickens. But nobody that's really floating your boat. I think that's the thing. So a lot of people are still holding out for Tyler Boyd. I don't think the Tyler Boyd talk is dead. I think it's in a holding pattern. I think they're waiting for Tyler Boyd to go, "Ah, man, I guess I need to take this." Because if he was getting the money he wanted, he would have signed already somewhere. Not just in Pittsburgh, anywhere. So they're kind of waiting him out, is what they're saying. I get it. I have no problem with a player thinking they deserve what they're worth. I know I deserve what I'm worth. In my job, if I'm applying for a job, they ask me the question. And I know you've all had this question. What's your desired salary? And when you're filling out, all these applications are online these days. When you're filling out an application online, you're like, gosh, I want this much. I could settle for this much, but I want this much. But if I write what I would settle for, maybe that's all I get. But am I pricing myself out of the market? Am I pricing myself out of this job? So that's, to me, a loaded question. It's really tough. So right now, you've got Boyd saying, this is where I'm at. This is where I want to be. He might have to take less, or he might get it. If he gets it, good for him. No matter where he is, good for him. You only have so many contracts you could sign in this league. I'm all for players getting money. You know why? Because it's a lot harder to be a player than it is to be an owner. Now, I'm not saying being an owner is easy. I'm just saying that the owner's body doesn't go through hell. The owner doesn't get his brain scrambled. The owner doesn't turn 45 and have trouble getting out of bed on a regular Tuesday just because it's a Tuesday and his body went through 25 years of Sundays or Saturdays or Friday nights or whenever they play Pee Wee too. You know, so I'm all for a player getting their money. I'm also all for boy, I sound like I'm right in the middle here, but I'm all for an owner saying this is a business and this is what we can do. Especially the salary cap makes that happen. And once again, I'm telling you what, we've talked about the greatest Steelers of all time. You could talk about the greatest players in their position at all time. And I'm not sure if there is absolutely a Pittsburgh Steeler on that list as the very best of all time. There's not a Jordan, a Kobe, a Rice, a Gretzky, a Lemieux. You know, there's not a guy like that. There's all-time greats, guys that are in that conversation. But I wonder if there's the best of all time. I'm starting to think, if he starts winning championships, you could put Omar Khan on that list as one of the best GMs of all time. When he starts winning championships. And I almost believe that the rate he's going to. And the reason I believe that is the guy knows how to manage a checkbook. Seriously, if I could rent out Omar Khan for a weekend to teach my wife how to balance our finances and me too, I'd have less to worry about in life. The guy knows money. The guy knows how to manage money. He knows how to make this stuff work. So when he has another general manager saying, hey, what if we do this, Omar? Omar doesn't say, hey, I got to talk to my people, because Omar is his people. Now, of course, he will talk to Art, and he's talking to Mike, and he's talking to Andy. But this guy has talent too. But he doesn't have to get permission for it. And I'm sure he does. But he knows when he picks up that phone or dials that phone of what he can and can't do, because he understands the money situation. So if somebody throws a curveball or a swerve ball, they throw that Omar's way, then he's like, yeah, we could do that. Let me think. Yeah. I can move some things around. No problem. And there you have it. It makes the situation so much easier. I've heard the joke. Jeff Hartman's been saying this all the time. Now I've heard national people following suit saying that Ryan Poles in Chicago must shudder when he sees 412 show up on his phone, on his caller ID. Omar's going to take me for a ride. No, I mean, I don't think so. And I don't think Omar's taking them for a ride. Omar's giving them possibilities and ideas of what they can do. They're stuck in some ways. The Chicago Bears weren't bad when Chase Claypool came into town. They thought he was a winning piece. Everything fell apart, and so did Chase, all at the same time. I would have never made that deal. I would have gone crazy if the Steelers made that deal. But they thought it could work. Ended up being one of the greatest trades in Pittsburgh Steelers history. But here's the thing. A lot of the deals right now that you're going to hear right now, nothing's going to knock your socks off right now. This is dirty work week. That's exactly what it needs to be. You need guys 40 through 53 on the roster. You need to fill out a team. But bad, they really need one of them their centers. They got to have a better wide receiver than Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson's there for a reason. But believe you me, this doesn't mean that they're going to be drafting 17. I know they don't have 17 picks. I'm just being facetious. 17 wide receivers. They're probably going to stick to the plan. The plan alters a little bit. But they're still wide receivers. Now, something that you heard coming from the owners' meeting, that they're still looking at acquiring center. I still have money on Brian Allen. I think the Brian Allen domino might fall a little later. Another thing I want to address is something that is going to drive you all crazy. Patrick Peterson might come back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And all of you were like, Patrick Peterson stinks and blah, 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 blah. And I get it. He's too old. He can't. He's slow. He's garbage. Like, shut up with the garbage stuff. I hate when people call a player trash. Just because you're older and don't perform at your job like you did 10 years ago when your Van Dyke was a little less gray. You had a better, you had a better jump to your step, spring to your step. Sorry. You're probably getting it so much more than on birthdays and anniversaries and an occasional Arbor Day. Yeah. Just because you don't perform as well at anything doesn't mean you're trash. My gosh, you got to understand, Patrick Peterson can be valuable to this team at the right price. Patrick Peterson, I think he wants to come back. Mike Tomlin doesn't usually say, we're not going to roll it out. Wow. If he's saying we're not going to roll it out, then I'd put some money on it. Because that means that it can happen down the road and later when they're filling it out. But it's going to be some Dwayne The Rock Johnson stuff. Know your role. And he will know his role. You might see Mr. Levi Wallace back in Pittsburgh. Maybe not as a starter, but in a different role. What if he came back in a James Pierre role? What if Peterson came back as a coach and a player, a mentor? Now, Joey Porter's a great player, a great young player. But I bet you dollars to donuts that he is just as, he's better than what he could have been because he had some good mentoring by Patrick Peterson. So don't get all bent out of shape when you think they're going to bring a guy like that back. You've got to have, you cannot have 53 superstars on a team. It's just impossible. It is. Think about this. For the last 5 or 6 years with Dave Schofield and Jeff Hartman, I've played FanDuel with them every single Sunday in the regular season. And I'm always last to get my lineup in. And when you're doing the lineup, they give you 60,000 fantasy dollars to play with. Christian McCaffrey is always probably one of the highest paid guys on the board. He's probably about $10,000. Mahomes is around $9,000. Then you'd very rarely are you getting a starting caliber player under $5,000. It's possible. Rookies start off smaller until they perform and then they shoot through the roof. George Pickens might be $7,500. And then you've got to build an entire team, including a defense. We're not putting kickers in on our game. We just don't. But you've got to build this team, and you've got to think, where do I want to put guys here? And you could tell who's a fan of a certain team because I know Dave and Jeff are going to put Steelers on their team. Not because they're fans, but I know exactly what they're going to do because I'm probably doing the same thing because we know the trends because we follow the team. So we know when we can go ahead and put in a guy like Allen Robinson or Deontay Johnson. Like Deontay Johnson, when he came back and he didn't have a touchdown for all those weeks. And he came back and we knew when he was due. And we played on the week that he started scoring. You know, because we knew that it was going to happen soon. We knew who was getting more targets and less targets. We started playing Darnell Washington a lot at the beginning, and then we're like, okay, that's not happening like we thought. Then we started playing Jaylen Warren. Guys that follow the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Arizona Cardinals, aren't playing Jaylen Warren. I played James Conner a lot because I know James Conner from his time here, and he hasn't been in Pittsburgh in 3 years. So why am I talking about FanDuel all of a sudden? Well, it's simple. You can't put all $9,000 guys on your FanDuel roster because you won't have the other slots filled. Now, I know I can fill the slots with a guy that's less. The Steelers filled a slot 2 or 3 years ago with a bargain basement guy named Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren is not going to be a bargain basement guy for long. He just isn't. So he gets moved up. And then you have to move somebody out. A guy that could always be a candidate to go that would hurt my feelings would be Larry Okunjobi because I love the guy. But at this price, they might have to. If it's not this year, probably at the end of next year. Probably have to move him out. Because you're too high, and then you might have to bring in a couple of players to replace them. And that's where draft picks come in because they're rookie slotted. You know, they're cheaper to bring in. But we get all bent out of shape. They're like, oh, that guy's crap. And then, because, like, we see breaking news and we get all excited on our Slack channel. So I break down the fourth wall. We have something called the Slack channel. You have it with your business too. But it's just a messaging system. And we've got a role. And the role is, if you're putting it on breaking news, it's a Steelers move. For instance, there's Nick Chubb news, or something happens across the league, something crazy happens across the league, then you put it on random. So when you hear that ding, and it says breaking news, you're like, oh, yes. And then you see something that Kyle Allen. And you're like, oh, no, I was like, yes, that's a third quarterback. That's a problem solved. It's a very good third QB. I loved it. Quez Watkins. Other people were like, I didn't see that coming. Yeah, because we didn't. It was on the radar, but it's not our job for him to be on our radar. But it's Omar Khan and Andy Weidel and Sheldon White. And Dan Colbert. And Mark Bruner. those guys to have these guys on their radar. So when you see that stuff, get excited because they're making football moves. How many times are you doing a puzzle? And my wife and daughter and I have been doing puzzles a lot lately, a night, doing 1,000-piece puzzles. And you have that one piece that you're looking at and you're like, that's so distinct, but it just doesn't fit anywhere. You don't know where it goes. And then you get down to the final couple and you're like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. That's where that goes. And your puzzle's complete. But without that odd piece of the puzzle, you don't have the perfect picture. And that's what the Steelers have to do now. That's why it's dirty work week. Next week's dirty work week too. Now they're at the owners meeting. Some things might happen. I'm going to bring it up because I know they listen. Last week on the preview with Jeff and Dave, I made a bold proclamation. I'm like, I'm going to win. Because we did over under how many moves? I said 3.5. And then with Van Jefferson and Justin Fields, I'm like, we've got 2 already. I'm definitely going to get over 3.5. I'm the only one that took the over. And they're like, no, Brian, you didn't get there because it just stopped after Justin Fields. And they were making fun of me. And well, they should. You know, I spouted off and I proclaimed victory because remember what Bad Dad says. You never celebrate till there's zeros on the clock. And I celebrated. I called my shot. I Babe Ruth it in the 1930s. And I was wrong. And here I have no problem being wrong. I mean, I tell you when I'm wrong, when I make that mistake. So this week, they're like over under 1.5. And so here I am saying, all right, the over. And they're like, guys, it's Brian. It's the owner's meeting this week. There's all kinds of things happening. Yeah, I don't even think you're going to get your 1.5. Well, I did get it this week because already we're double 1.5. We're at 3 just on Monday because it's dirty week. You got Lowry in there too. A defensive lineman from Green Bay. And the only reason I'm not giving you his name is I just forgot it. But guess what? I'm going to know it in August when it's camp time and he's battling. Kyle Allen, I think, is a great move. Lowry's a good move. Quez Watkins might be a great move. None of you celebrated when they got Darius Hayward Bay. Not he did. You down with DHB? No, not you. You might say it now. That was a good signing for a lot of years. He did dirty work. Not many people celebrated Miles Boykin. He did good dirty work for this team. So dirty work week's a good thing. Don't get upset about dirty work week. Get upset when your team's not doing anything. Remember, you've got to get vegetables on your plate to have a full meal. Some of these guys are the vegetables. And sometimes the vegetables are really damn good. Especially when you count corn as vegetables. I know some people don't. But on my plate, I love having corn in there. I like broccoli now too. Man, 11-year-old Bad would be cussing me out right now. He didn't like broccoli. I like broccoli now. Still hate green peas. Don't want a green pea near anything. I think it pollutes things. Don't like cauliflower cooked. Love cauliflower raw. Why am I talking about vegetables? Because vegetables are important to round out a meal. That's why Quez Watkins and Lowry and Allen. I got all excited. I saw Allen. I'm like, they finally got Brian Allen. They didn't get Brian Allen. They got Kyle Allen. And then I'm thinking, my gosh, that's nice. I'm glad they did that. Until I see the financials and they're making three times of what Fields and Wilson are combined, which no, they're not. I'm being facetious. I'm joking. They won't do that, but that's good stuff. So embrace this stuff. And when you're looking at the Steelers mock drafts, think about what Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin were intimating 2 months ago. And think about what we were saying too. You know how you say you always go back to your first love? Mike Tomlin does that a lot in free agency. He also might be going back to one of those loves that's Georgia. Van Pran Granger. That's the center I love. So what they want to do is they want to put together the perfect plate. You're going to have your steak on there. Then you're going to have your potatoes. And of course, let's go ahead and throw in some broccoli. Of course, we're going to have dessert. Wait a second. You can also have a really nice roll like those at the Texas Roadhouse. Let's put a roll on there. And then I'm thinking, wait a second. You know what's better than a steak dinner? In my life, there's not much better than a steak dinner. But you know what's just as good as steak? Double a dip. Go with steak and throw in some shrimp. Go surf and turf, baby. Or if you want to go really crazy, throw a crab cake in there. I live in Maryland. Get the best crab cakes in the world in Maryland. I'll fight you on that. Or shrimp. Shrimp's good. Grilled shrimp's good. So that's what they're doing. You got to find out who the best steak is, though, in the draft. It's kind of interchangeable, too. Because if you move it around like a combination puzzle, different combinations work. So you could end up with a stud center in the third round that might be your vegetables. Or at this point, that's your baked potato. Then in the second round, maybe you're throwing the turf on there. The shrimp, the lobster, the crab. And figure out who your steak is. You just hope the combo includes cornerback, offensive tackle, center, even a wide receiver. But we don't have to pigeonhole it right now. They do. But their minds are always going, and that's the great thing about it. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and my mind is going crazy. This has been Bad Language from the Fans First Sports Network, from Steel Curtain Network. It's Dirty Work Week. We will be back to talk all about it next week. And as always, I ain't apologizing for nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.